Welcome back to another exciting, rousing episode of the Black Tower Podcast, a Wheel of Time podcast. I am one of your illustrious hosts, your Amon-Khan Mihail.
Illustrious.
I'm the one who waves the banner and sings the songs. I am Daniel, and joining me are my other two co-hosts.
Josh, your Tsurovan Mihail. I am honored to dispense your weekly dose of madness.
And I am Andrew, your lackluster Bajan Mihail. You're my hail of shitty holiday internet connections, technical issues, and all Ooh. Things bad fucky wucky.
Oh, bad no.
Fucky.
Oh.
Well, how many ways?
Wait a minute.
You had.
Guys, I feel like something's missing. Isn't there someone else?
No, not yet.
Oh.
We literally laid out a plan.
I'm tainted right now, so hashtag blame the taint.
That's a good excuse.
Guys, we got two people with technical difficulties now. We got Andrew and Daniel both.
Because we just recorded.
Daniel's gone.
Is mine all stupid now?
It's back, kind of, a little bit. But Daniel's gone.
I'm having to use my phone's hotspot to have any kind of somewhat stable internet connection right now. So, sorry. I feel like it's, like, super delayed.
Told you it was going to happen once.
Oh, happen. Daniel's back!
I told you it was going to happen one time. And
there's
did.
Your one. There's
one
your one.
One time. Anyway.
If it happens again, we're giving you some wine.
We haven't done any yet.
All right, cool. Plugs. Guys, everybody, right now, before you do anything else, whether you're listening to this
now,
listen to this in a week and a half when it comes out on New Year's Day. First and foremost, Happy New Year. You guys are awesome. Blazing
We made it to 2021! Everybody, get your character experience level up, please. You've gone through you've defeated the boss.
Tutorial okay? complete.
Tutorial? That was a tutorial? Oh, shit!
Anyway, right now, before you do anything
Dark
else,
Souls?
Listen to this wonderful episode while you pop on over on your computer to the Black... Sorry, just, not the... BlackTowerPod.com. BlackTowerPod.com.
It's spelled like that, but you stop after like the D in podcast, which I know I'm not pointing at the right spot, but you get what I mean.
It's just Black
Tower
Pod.
On over to BlackTowerPod.com. Check out all of the different links that we have there. We have so many different ways to connect with us. We want to connect with you. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear your concerns. Just completely derailing the whole thing.
Sorry. My bad. I'll shut up.
Hey, Josh. What are Mario's overalls made out of? Denim. Anyway.
You son of a bitch!
Go over to blacktowerpod.com. Check out the forums. They're great. You can see different things about all of the episodes that we've already done. There's probably one for this episode already over there as well. Also, go and check out the link for all of the different ways that you can contact us. We want to be in contact with you guys. Tell us what we're doing right. Tell us what we're doing wrong. And everything in between. Now that you know where to find us, Andrew, tell the lovely people where they can find all the other wonderful Watt creators.
So, one of your best one-stop shops for all things with time creator, the little sound called thegreatblight.com. You can head on over there and find very, very nicely put together and very nicely broken down list for all of your Wheel of Time podcast, YouTubers, musicians, artists, all of which have better internet connections than I ever have or will. So they shouldn't break up on you as much as I do.
Hashtag
so please go and enjoy that, because I'm sure I will spend, I'm sure I will probably spend at least an hour fixing the audio drift from this, because why not? Extra gift for the holiday season. But you know what may just help you get rid of the bad vibes? But you know what may just help you get rid of some of the bad vibes that are making your internet connection make bad fucky wucky? Get some amazing minerals where, Josh?
Oh, well, you know, there's a lady. You may know her. You go down to Starbucks.
I got a guy.
As a coffee barista, okay? But we don't do coffee. This one does crystals. So if you want your crystals done the way you want it, Crystal Barista. And she's got everything. If you need to clear the negativity in your general area, she got you. If you love the fact that the mineral that you're holding in your hand is a chemical compound of something or other, ite, she's got you. If you want to go on a trip and go digging for rocks yourself, she's got you.
You got Crystal all your rock barista. Ite.
Hey, yo. Crystalbarista.com, or you can go to Facebook. Facebook.com/rockpick, I believe it is.
And that is rock. And you pick, can check like it out. A pickaxe. Like yes.
And the cool thing is she's got everything. She's got, she does regular sales all by herself of all things rock related. She also has a subscription box, but subscriptions are limited. So you need to make sure that you get also, in on it quickly.
Also, I do just want to throw out there that if anyone in the world knows that the Crystal Barista has everything you want, it would be this man here who helps the Crystal Barista get you all of the things you want. But
that is all of our plugs, except for one. But this is a super special plug because we don't have to say shit other than, hey, our amazing special guests, go ahead and activate those voice cords in Discord and say hi to all the lovely people.
Oh my God. Hello,
people.
Oh, he's here.
Look who's here. Oh my God. Guys, it's.
It is I, Andrel, the bard of time.
Andrel. This is actually a question that I've been
I made Josh faint. Sorry.
He did. It happens. I mean, really, it's not that hard. Josh faints for just about everything.
I'll just paste a cutout picture of Josh in his chair, and it'll just sit there and be fine.
So I do want to throw out there, Andrel is now here on the Black Tower podcast, right now, as we speak. Where have you been for all of our other episodes, Ashaman? Why have you not been at your post when you were supposed to be here?
Daniel,
in the
stop.
Black Tower.
I think that's our fault. I think that's our fault. We're bad at scheduling.
We're the ones who sent him up to like stupid North Sweden.
Yeah, my
gateways don't even work.
Andrew, you're the one who's supposed to be good at gateways.
I know. There's something wrong. It's like Ogier country here or something. I can't do what I. So you know, I have issues performing at the moment. Okay.
Okay. Hey, we all have that on certain days, especially after you've had too much to drink.
On a real note, my family and I were traveling last year. Actually, I think it was at the beginning of this year. Anyway, we were traveling, and we were in Denmark, and we hopped the train over to Malmo, Sweden. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in Sweden. I have to tag up with my boy, Andrel. And I shot him a message, and he was like, yeah, I'm in Sundsvall. Like, it's only a 12-hour train ride. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here for the afternoon.
Yep.
Shit. Yep. But I want you to know, next time I am in the vicinity, I promise to do two things. One, to give you advance notice so that we can plan something. And two, make sure that I have enough time to make that trip so that we can link up. Because I know you need some Black Tower supplies.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course, I will admit that partially because of scheduling and partially because of different things, we do have the Gathering Madness 2021 scheduled for... Or wait, is it 2020? No, because 2021 is wherever Andrew is. 2022 is over the pond in England, in the UK. But
maybe Andrew's going to throw us all for a loop and be like, bitches, I'm in the UK.
But 2023, Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming to you.
I'm going to move to the UK. Rob needs some help brushing Narg after the showers. So.
But, oh, yeah.
You know what?
Just have to do that.
Just like how Josh was trying to do everything he could to find you and get in contact with you and just get more of that amazing Andral taintiness. Why don't you tell everybody who, if you're listening and you don't already know where to find Andral, what then rock we don't or even series of rocks listening. Do you live under?
I'm just
but go ahead and tell everybody. And we're going to do this again at the end, but everybody needs to hear it now, and they need to hear it again. It's like an amazing tainty sandwich. Where they can find you when they want
where
more
are
content.
You online, Andral?
Online, everywhere. I am on YouTube under Andral Bard of Time. I'm on Instagram, on Twitter, and that's about it.
There it is.
Hey, if you Google search Andral Bard of Time, you'll actually find me.
Can confirm.
We have a famous Ashaman. Okay, everybody, pay respect.
The most famous Ashaman.
Oh, the most hashtag most famous Ashaman. And that's going on the Black Tower Pod Twitter feed right now.
Indeed. Talking about some epic taintiness. When you go over to blacktowerpod.com, you'll see a link in around there somewhere that says Patreon. And you might be like, wow, why would I want to financially support the Black Tower Podcast? Well, there's some cool perks. One of them is you get the opportunity to record a spoiler warning for us to use. And that is just one of the spoiler warnings we have for you this week. This one comes from the amazingly fantastic, the Registered Nerd, as we know them on Discord. And they're going to take care of making sure you are protected this episode. So sit back, relax, and let's roll on some fantastic tainty protection.
This is your Black Tower Podcast, Wheel of Time spoiler warning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to spoilers, but this is a beginning. If you continue to listen, you may be cursed with the knowledge yet to come. These curses may include knowledge that you are, in fact, just a farm boy. Drinking one glass of wine now leads to mustache pulling and a hell of a hangover. Resigning that you will never be as good with the ladies as your friends are. Realizing Andral is bae, regardless of your gender or sexual orientation. The inability to stop tugging your braid in anger, even if you don't have hair. And understanding that the word taint is simultaneously a noun, adjective, and verb. Discovering you have more titles than actual name. The BDE, also known as Big Dragon Energy, becomes undeniable. Finding yourself promising to read A New Spring and never getting to it. An uncontrollable urge to argue over inconsistent pronunciations. Knowing that hating Gollum is a responsibility, not a privilege. Again, there are no beginnings or endings to spoilers, but this is a beginning. You have been warned.
It's so good. Beautiful. And the fact that we ended up using it on this episode for the very first time is just so appropriate based on the fact that we have Andral and we can make fun of not one person, not one Ashaman, but two Ashaman for their New Spring virginity.
We weren't going to talk about that.
That was on the contract agreement, Daniel. Exactly. Now we've got to take the whole episode.
All right, fine.
I thought my people had talked with your people.
Wait, you have people? Because we don't have people. If your people talked to other people, they weren't our people. We don't have people.
I'll fix it in post. I'll edit it out. Snakes and Foxes, the NDA is on its way to you as we speak.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Cool. But yes, Register Nerd. Thank you so much for that. That was amazing.
Epic.
That
was awesome. Absolutely epic. So
fantastic job. Anybody that becomes a patron of ours at any tier, for as little as $1 a month, you too.
You can sponsor and save an Ashaman.
And you can potentially save untold numbers of people from listening to spoiler content.
From spoilers.
And save them from promising to read a book and never getting to it.
Yes. And again, go ahead and that is such a thing. That is such a thing. You don't even realize. Not only are you protecting countless generations of people from being spoiled on information that they don't need to be spoiled on, but you also get an almost unfettered opportunity to bring up bits and give Ashimon shit for whatever it is that you'd like to do in the spoiler war.
Oh, God. My stomach hurts. You guys broke me in like the first 5 minutes of the show.
But now that we're done with the spoiler warning, let's actually get to what we're talking about. Because
what are we talking about?
Probably reduced amount of time this today. But it's a very special thing that is near and dear to our hearts, especially our boy Andrel here, because he's so much in his faction, it's not even funny. But we are talking about the man, the legend, Loghain Ablar. A deep dive into his character, into the events that he is part of, different aspects of that. So let's dive right in with a little bit of history of Loghain. As far as when the book starts, Loghain is already an established character in the world.
He's from chapter six.
Like, basically.
He's there.
There is a man who we all know as Padon Fain who brings some news to the Two Rivers. Is that a man named Loghain Ablar. I actually don't know if he specifically says by name who it is.
He does.
Does he? Okay.
Well, he says Loghain. Sure. I don't think he says Loghain Ablar.
Sure. There is a man who has said that he is the dragon reborn and that he is wreaking havoc all through the upper territories, and that the Aes Sedai from the White Tower have been sent to dispatch him.
They say he can channel.
And it's not a minor thing, because he is also a Galdanian noble, a minor Galdanian, Galdanian noble, but a noble nevertheless.
Indeed. And now we go through the story and we're running around with these Emmonsfield Five. And the next point at which we see Loghain Ablar, Andrel, what has happened?
Where is he? What's he doing? What? You got to tell me.
This is... No rapping. Okay.
Sorry. No rap. No, do it. It'll be great.
The next time we see Loghain Ablar, he's in a cage going very far. Being brought to the Queen of Camelin. Poor Gaze is not very keen on seeing him. I don't know. I'm terrible.
This is a way to lose... subscribers. I don't know.
And we just had 12 like that, people unsubscribe.
Every Patreon that we had in existence just pulled their subscriptions.
Pulled out. No, don't pull out.
No, pull out. Please pull out. Not of Patreon, but of other things. It's not an 100% effective method, but it is better than the not pull out method.
Why don't you make like a couch and pull the fuck out?
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Next
time we meet him is in Camelin when he's getting pulled around, in a cage just for the laughs. Look at the false dragon.
Yes, indeed. Oh my goodness.
They're parading him around. I believe they're parading him around in Andor because he was captured in Andor, wasn't he?
Is this the ultimate public humiliation kink?
Basically.
Just getting jerked around and came in by Red Aja sisters.
And notice that Loghain doesn't seem to be fazed by it at all.
Joke's on you. I'm into that shit.
Oh, yeah. He laughs. He laughs loud.
He does.
Clear.
Well, he laughs and nobody knows why.
He doesn't laugh because of the kink. Well, he laughs because he can see someone and he thinks it's hilarious that they're parading him around when there's this other man glowing like the sun in Gamelin.
I think it's really cool, though, because in that, I mean, put yourself in Alvaro Muerte, Señor Muerte. I know you are a listener of the show. We love you.
Religiously.
I would like to eventually get to talk to you. Everybody tag Alvaro and let him know that we'd like to talk to him about this moment in particular, because put yourself in Loghain's shoes. You had an army.
They're probably boots, but okay.
You were winning. Things were going great. And you're like, shit, I guess I am the Dragon Reborn. You lose. You get captured. And you're like, damn, this is not cool. And then you're in your cage being paraded around town. People probably throwing shit at you. And then you just kind of, what's that? And you see a beacon shining like the sun. But the sun's over there. But this beacon thing is over there. And you're like, they got the wrong guy. Like, that's such a powerful scene. I love it.
And I think that deserves a little more explanation, because if you're listening still, you should already know the explanation for it. But because we're not all about making people think too hard here at the Black Tower Podcast.
It's also, because we did give you your spoiler warning. So if you're still listening and you don't know this and you get spoiled, then
something's wrong.
Joke's on you. I'm into
this. This is your own fault. You made and are drinking your own special spiced wine at this point.
Yeah, so. Basically.
But Loghain has a very special talent.
Yes.
And it's not just laughing or being jerked around.
Capital T
talent. Yep.
He has the talent of being able to see Taviren.
Yes.
Yep.
And he sees the most biggest Taviren in the entire world sitting up on some wall of the royal palace. And he is tickled. He is tickled pink with this information.
So can you turn it off? That would be really annoying if you worked for the dragon. Like, yeah, I can't look at you, sir.
I don't really go and do whatever it is that you're looking to do.
I don't think Loghain comes into contact with Rand after that.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
But it's much later.
Yeah, it is much later. Yeah. Right. But it's not for a very long time.
Anyway, we now see Loghain in Camelin. He's being paraded around as a look what we have done to this false dragon. Don't idea that you can be a false dragon, because even this guy who could channel lost to the sisters. So
White Tower energy was at its like peak right there.
Vagina Island energy. Wait.
It depends how you see it. Some people might say, hey, that dude is getting a free parade.
Yes, there are definitely some people who would see that as free parade. But anyway.
I tried to look at the positive side.
The best part is, like, his laughing just re-solidifies in everybody's mind watching. The male Chandlers are just absolute nuts.
Just absolutely off the rails.
In that entire section of the book, there's only one other person, well, two arguably, but one main other person that meets Rand and is like, oh no. They got the wrong person.
Oh, no.
And she's completely powerless to do shit. Like, she could raise some alarms and stuff, but she's like,
I got
this other thing that I'm working on right now. And this is just more evidence, so I'll do that.
Yeah.
But
so, anyway.
We don't need to spend a ton of time going in depth over his history. So we can kind of like hit the abridged points on it.
Yeah, that was actually what I was.
Sure.
Because we're like we said earlier, we are kind of short on
time. Next time we see him, though.
Next time we see him is in White Tower. In the White Tower, he has been gentled already. He's having a little bit of a hard time figuring out what's going to give him that will to live. And then Elida takes power, which gives him the perfect opportunity to leave the White Tower. And he joins up with Swan Sanchez and Lyanna. And goes to Saladin
and someone else.
Men.
And men. And goes to Saladar with those three women, and is in Saladar going ahead and talking about this conspiracy with the Red Sisters, which is still not 100% confirmed whether it's completely accurate or not, but that is a different story for a different time. And in Saladar, Nynaeve shows up and accidentally heals him from his gently.
I mean, to be fair,
he goes ahead and is healed of his gentling and decides that he does not need to be a puppet of the Aes Sedai anymore and leaves Saladar, much to the chagrin of some of the people there. And he goes and joins up with the Ashaman of the Black Tower outside of Caemlyn. And he starts bonding sisters. He is the first Ashaman to start bonding sisters.
By making out with them. Just want to say, he got them fire lips. One kiss.
Yes. And in fact, all of the Red Sisters that were sent to... Actually, it's not just Reds. All of the sisters that were sent to destroy the Black Tower and bring it down get captured
all five
by...
of them.
By Loghain and his friends, by his Loghain and his faction, and they all get bonded to Ashaman. And he basically just stays in the Black Tower, doing a bunch of stuff for a while, and getting steadily more and more suspicious and angry at the Mihail. And
let's keep in mind, if I can, slight tangent on that point real quick.
Go ahead.
These sisters weren't insignificant, like just regular. I don't want to say insignificant, regular, but they weren't just plain Aes Sedai. Of the Aes Sedai that he bonds, I'm going to butcher the name. I'm just going to say the last name, Gazel.
Yeah.
Is a former sitter of the Red Aja.
Yep. Sure.
Who then tries to manipulate him later using sex.
Yeah.
Not her. Gabrielle tries to manipulate him using sex.
She's the one who decides not to do that.
Yeah. Gazel in what may be considered true Red Aja fashion is very uncomfortable with the idea. But
yes, indeed.
Yes.
But anyway, so he chills in the Black Tower, basically getting better at channeling like everybody else there, preparing for the last battle and trying to undermine Mazrim Taim because he doesn't fucking trust him. And in the end...
For good reason.
Who's fucking right? Loghain Avlar. Loghain Avlar knows exactly what he's talking about. And him and his entire faction, along with the likes of Andral, are basically taken and they are attempted to turn to the shadow. And it doesn't work for various reasons because they're better than that. And he destroys the plot from Mazrim Taim to turn the entirety of the Black Tower to the shadow and bring it to the darkness in the last battle. And the Black Tower, under the leadership of Loghain Avlar in so many ways, joins the forces of the light at the last battle, and he's dope. And he does a bunch of great stuff in the last battle, and the Ashaman are integral ahead and being some of the biggest soldiers and some of the biggest nuclear bombs in some ways of the last battle.
The character of Andral hits on a really
in a nutshell.
The character of Andral as well, and I'm just going to point this out because we have Andral with us. Hits on a really amazing point that we've covered a couple times in this thing, but I want to point out. One of the things they keep talking about is Andral can barely channel, like just channel a trickle. But what he's able to do with that is absolutely amazing. So it's a beautiful illustration of, in the stories, how someone's will or capability is not measured by the amount of the power that they're able to channel.
It's not the size of your sidene, but how you weave it.
And to bring this into a real life illustration, our computers nowadays hold gigabytes, hundreds of gigabytes of information, terabytes in some cases of information. Yeah. The spaceship that landed on the moon had like a couple dozen bytes of
computer space. Less computing power than the first iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. So do not underestimate someone based on how much they can channel. Do
underestimate my power.
Yeah.
Wait.
But since we have a guest, I feel Andrew. Like we have to ask some questions. So,
oh, we have a bunch of questions for you, Andrew.
When you think about Logan, when you think about your brother Ashaman here and everything that happened to him, you have complete omnipotence as far as we get within the series about Logan's life. Yep. What is the, if you had to pick one point that stands out the most to you in regards to Logan, what is it?
Oh,
I'm going to ask you hard questions that you have.
Yeah, we're not pulling punches, sir.
You know, yeah. I actually think it's one of the last moments you see him in A Memory of Light. When he decides to actually walk away from finding the, you know, the staff of Demon Dread.
That's a good one.
And actually goes to, you know, actually help the people, save the people.
That's a really powerful moment.
So that's a good moment for him, just to see what path he could take and what he did take, you know, for the good of all instead of just power for himself.
That is the Samwise Gamgee moment of the face change, holding the chain of the ring kind of thing. Yeah.
So I mean, he embraces his rank because Ashaman means guardian.
Yes.
Or guardian of the light or guardian of the people.
Exactly.
And so like the thing with me that reading that scene like makes me it chokes me up. It literally does. When he starts stepping into the role of an Ashaman and guarding and protecting the people, and he starts clearing the people out and getting the people out of the way, and the people start looking to him as a leader, and they say, when our sons are old enough, we will send them to you to be tested.
Sorry, I'm choking
up right now. Choking up right now. Just thinking about it. Thousands of years of prejudice erased in one moment.
Yeah,
because Logan put their needs above his own pride, and they said it was such an amazing moment for them to this man who saved their lives that we will honor you by sending our sons to be tested.
And well, in that moment, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, in that moment, thousands of years of prejudice and fear are erased because one man stood without thanks, without thought of reward, without reciprocity, without anything, because it was the right thing to do. And he immediately saw the benefit of that, which is something that we don't always get.
Yes.
But he immediately saw the benefit of that. These people would get to live. They would get to have sons. They would get to have daughters. They would get to harvest their crops next season because he stepped in and did what was right. Even though in the previous chapter, men who could channel were dicks who would go insane and kill you. So don't trust them. It just
no, and that is a great scene because it really does shore up in so many ways the character development that Robert Jordan has been working on with Logan since the very beginning. Because of course he does in so many ways, and even kind of admits in so many ways, that he declared himself the Dragon Reborn because he could channel. Yes, that was part of it, but also for his own reasons and for his own purposes and for his own, in some ways, journey to power. But in the end, when it really matters and he has the opportunity to go and get real selfish personal power, he doesn't. He has seen the world. He has seen what really matters. And he makes the choice to actually help. It's very much, I hope that they shoot it in some ways a la the scene in the Avengers, the very first one where Captain Steve Rogers comes out and is like, you need to make a perimeter here and get these people out of these buildings and do this and do that. And the police officer's like, who the fuck are you? Why should I pay attention to you? This is New York. Bam, I know what bam. I'm doing. And then he just completely takes out like six Chitauri without even batting.
And they're like,
and the police officer's just like,
perimeter,
cool,
got
so
it.
I need a perimeter back. I need to get these people out of
it. I mean, I think it's a good hallmark back to, I think that moment is the deciding moment for the dreaming that Egwene has.
Yeah.
Because she has the dream that she sees Loghain stepping over what appears to be Rand's corpse, sitting on a throne and just laughing absolutely maniacally while Rand's corpse collapses into leaves. And I think that that was the deciding moment for that dreaming to come true or not. Because it is very much up in the air. Because even after Loghain makes the decision, no, I'm going to save people rather than pursuing power, which is for the vast majority of his time in the series, is all very much against his MO.
Yes.
It's all, I know I'm going to get glory. I know I have the power, the ability. I'm a noble. I can do what I want. But he makes the personally moral sacrificing decision, takes the moral high ground. And I think that's what makes Egwene's dreaming change, because we know the dreamings are subjective
potentials.
Yeah, yes, yeah. They're potential.
It's a potentiality.
So I think it's pretty good to see, because I think, you know, had Loghain said screw these people, I'm gonna go and get Demodred Sangreal, it could have very much been a power rush, like, oh, this is chance two to be the best. Yes. And then he wouldn't have broken the seals and he wouldn't have been named Sealbreaker.
A huge setback for the Black Tower as well, and its legitimacy and need in the world.
Yes.
And I must add to that.
Please do.
Now we're going from the end and backwards, but that's fine. Because I think of the scene when they have actually when the Asherman actually have retaken the towers, chased away Tame and his cronies, and goes to aid Andor to help get Camelin back and save the armies.
Yeah.
That's such a story. Because just... And Loghain goes like, yeah, we stand with this Black Tower stands with Andor and we will protect you. And that's just, that's so powerful. I love that.
It creates, so, and here's the thing is, I imagine there's a lot of friction. There's a lot of back and forth when it comes to the relationship between the Black Tower and Andor, because the Black Tower basically just said, oh, by the way, this is our land right here. This is us. And
to be fair, this is us. It was all legal when it happened.
It was all legal, yes. But now you've got a new queen in Andor who's like, okay, I'm not happy with how this went down.
But it's all perfectly legal.
I don't know. It just, for Loghain to show up and save, you know, that, again, these are moments. So there are moments in the Wheel of Time when you're reading the books where you're going, shit, what the hell are they gonna do? They're dead. They're gone. They're dead. And you know, when you watch TV shows or when you read books and stuff like that, you go,
two miles. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. This person's gonna come in and save them. Go away. Stop it. I'm not even worried. But the Wheel of Time, you're like, shit, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? We don't know. Loghain is the savior in like half a dozen of these moments.
Absolutely is.
He's probably the savior in a third of these climactic moments in the series. Loghain equal ultimate badass. Like, he's just amazing. And I personally cannot wait to see what Alvaro Morte does to show the power and humility of this character. Like,
phenomenal.
I know that's a weird
cosmic power.
Yes.
I mean, well, let's look at the exact opposite example of the scene that Andral pointed out. When Rand looks at Loghain and says, you are our ambassador to the Seafolk. Loghain's like, okay, cool. Calls on the Seafolk as part of the bargain to provide as many ships as possible to supply over 1 million people with food and supplies. And then finds out that the Amayar have committed mass suicide. And Loghain is like, huh, anyway, your priority is to the bargain. And it's like,
oh, cool.
It's partially heartless towards the Seafolk, but it's still, I say it was a stark contrast. It is like a half stark contrast because he is still prioritizing the lives of over a million people over a singular kind of isolated tragedy, as tragic as it is.
Yes.
And this is somebody that has been brought up to be a noble, to make these hard decisions, to ignore smaller tragedies, to avoid larger tragedies, and having been a person that has been the cause of tragedies.
Right.
I mean, you don't wage a war without casualties. So,
and also I think that's a good sign of, you see how his character progresses, because, you know, when he was stilled, you see him traveling, you see him only fueled by hate.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sorry.
But yes, yeah, you're absolutely correct. Come on, continue.
I got a red in my head. So, so yeah, but you know, he's fueled by hate, trying to, he just wants to get revenge at the Reds. And but then he gets to ambassador, and he starts to grow as a person and as a leader.
Right.
That culminates in the last battle.
Yeah.
So I think that, and also another cool scene I got thinking is when Rand is hiding out, you know, in the manor out in the countryside.
Pendleton Manor.
Yeah, when the Trolloc horde came out of the forest, when he just starting to wreak havoc, because Rand is good. Like, huh? Just frozen.
Yeah, not only that, but sees his side in from him.
Loghain is able to look at him and go, hey, those are some pretty interesting weaves you're throwing out. I'm going
to
pop those.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Instantly. Fast. Yeah, he's fast.
And then Loghain turns back and is like, hey, everybody, he should be holding like this much of the power, and he's holding like this much of the power. This is
right, though. He's Loghain is an integral character to the story.
Absolutely.
And I love the comment that he makes after the battle. He looks over and he's like, oh, well, my Lord Dragon, were you going to share any of those weaves with us?
Well, and I have to admit that one of the funniest parts in that like conversation and whatnot is Rand is kind of sitting there being like, bitch, I don't even know how I did half of those weaves. So sharing them with you is going to be a little difficult, but sure, I'll do my best.
Just watch, okay? I'm going to show you once.
I can see Rand just completely dazed.
I know what I'm doing.
Not remembering how he did it. Just not remembering how he did it. He's like, okay, fair point. Show me the weave so that I can make sure you're doing them right. I actually learn them for myself.
I totally know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, so like you said, Loghain is there for so much. He is there. He is sent by Rand with Loial and Bashir to broker the initial meeting with the Daughter of the Nine Moons, with the Shan Chan. He is there when the Daughter of the Nine Moons turns out to be the daughter of I'll Take Your Fucking Hand.
You mean the daughter of I'm not actually the Nine Moons?
The daughter of fuck you, I cast fireball.
The daughter of the Mask of Mirrors.
I mean, he does so much, and we've talked about it over and over again. I mean, and the thing is like, pre-gentling, he's from what we see in the books, he's a showpiece. He has a brief cameo. Then he's emo sad boy that just puts in his earbuds, listens to My Chemical Romance of Black Veil Brides while just trudging along behind everybody else. Then he's the guinea pig for Nynaeve. And then it's like with his renewed connection to Sidene, he's like just an entirely renewed person.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Also, by the way, if some of you are not understanding why Josh and I are losing our shit, there is another benefit to being a Patreon, and that is that when we do the live shows, for even as little as $1 a month, you can actually
that joke never gets old.
It really doesn't, ever. You can actually listen live every Wednesday, or at least the vast majority of Wednesdays, because on occasion we do have other stuff to do, or we change the day. But the vast majority of the Wednesdays, we do actually go ahead and do our episodes live on our Discord. And we have a chat option in that live listening where you can actually go ahead and talk to us while we do the episode. And I won't tell you what they said, because it was for us. But Snakes and Foxes is being hilarious. So
which is normally they're terrifying. Tonight they're being hilarious. I'm afraid of what we'll have to pay for the hilarity.
This comedy comes with a price.
This is so confusing.
Indeed, yes. But so if you are not a Patreon and you want to laugh as much as we have in the last 5 minutes, please, again, we don't beg for money. We would like you to only do it if you actually believe in what we're doing. But as a benefit to supporting the show a little bit, you would get to join in and have our illustrious fact checker or Snakes and Foxes or the other half a dozen people who join us make you laugh like a heathen every Wednesday.
Please, please join us. It would make us so happy.
But anyway, yes. What other questions do we have for our guest?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
So we know with Alvaro Morte being cast for Loghain Oblaar that Loghain is going to have an expanded role in the TV series.
Yes,
probably.
What are some things that you are hoping to see as part of that expanded role that we maybe don't see or see enough of in the series?
I think that probably we're going to see the capture of Loghain.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah.
And maybe something, I don't know, because I think they're changing up. I don't think we'll see Camelin in the first season.
Maybe not.
So I don't know, but I think the capturing, I think. And, you know, that's a big deal. And also,
it
is a
big deal, though.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I was serious. I wasn't bullshitting you. I was serious. It's a big deal.
Then why are you laughing?
I just
this is so serious. This is serious stuff.
This is serious stuff. You know,
take this seriously.
You're talking about my Lord Loghain.
You know, the interesting thing is, though, is really. And even especially for us, where we kind of like to play with the idea of Fourth Age Aashaman, Loghain is a very big part of that. Like,
yes,
we like to get into that. We like to sort of, you know, bite into that meaty bit of story that we don't get to see. Yes. So seeing Loghain accept that authority as the Mihail and seeing him, I don't know, seeing that change of heart, seeing that, as Bruce Lee called it, a Satori, seeing that sort of moment where you say, moment of understanding, moment of realization, where you say, this is bigger than me. I believe that Alvaro Morte is going to do an amazing job at showing that. He is such a friggin' amazing actor, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing that moment on the TV.
All right, so we've got Andrew thinks the capture, which I like. Andrew, you asked the question, but I'd also like to hear your answer. Do you think would be at least fun, if not your most ideal thing for them to make into that expansion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I definitely agree with the capture. I think it's a fantastic chance to have some epic cinematic action going on. But what I'm kind of hoping that they use the expanded role of Loghain for, I think I mentioned this when we were on the Dusty Wheel forever and a day ago. Have us back, Matt. Just give us a call.
It's okay, Matt.
Would be doing things where Loghain, through his duties of being an Aashaman in the Black Tower, be it doing training, testing, etc., you know, wiping up the taint as much as he can, because you can't hit every nook and crevice of it. It's impossible. There's not enough Charmin in the world for that. Is that we get more glimpses into what's going on in the Black Tower, because I think it's easier for people watching the TV show than it is for those of us that have read the series to forget about the Black Tower, because you're not going to have these people that have read the series. Not everybody's going to know the cues. Hey, this is something I should remember. And I think if you can get little tidbits where you know, they're talking about all this going on and the world feels weird. There's a storm brewing.
Yeah. Totally brewing. That storm is brewing, bro.
But you just have a scene where Loghain is in the Black Tower. He's walking around. He answers a question from a dedicated or some other peon that's like asking a stupid question of an Ashaman, because that's how military rank works. And he sees like this person that he hadn't seen in a couple days disappear around the corner and is like laughing and all chummy with the Taim faction and just going, huh, strange. Anyway.
So the moment when Loghain thinks that something is afoot.
Yes. Loghain like actually that. Discovering too.
I've made that mistake before. Tell. I've been laying in bed and reached over and thought that something was afoot, but it was not. Was a hand.
Not everything is afoot, my sir. Daniel, what do you hope to see Alvaro Muerte bring to the screen as Loghain?
So there are two things. One is more of a repeat, and that is the life in the Black Tower. I actually do think that when you're doing the story in book form, it is totally fine to sort of ignore the Black Tower in certain instances and just imagine that your readers can read between the lines enough, though apparently that's not true because there are some people limp and they're just so wrong. I don't even know if they read the same book. But it is something that you can typically get away with because readers are fairly good about things like that normally. And so for the television show, I do sort of hope that they show that, don't tell it a little bit more. But the other thing is actually, I would like to see them harp on the Red Sister conspiracy a little bit more in Saladar. Because you get one scene of that.
Okay.
And I think that that's actually something that is very important to the story. I think that that is super huge as far as what Saladar or the Aes Sedai and Saladar are trying to get done. And one of the things that actually drives a lot of them, or at least drives their ability to do what they want. And I feel like it kind of gets lost a little bit because you only see really the one instance where they bring in rulers and Loghain is there and he's telling the story about this Red Sister conspiracy. And so getting a little bit more of that and making that more of a point and letting Loghain drive that in the show, I think would be beneficial.
That's nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and even in later seasons, I would say that, even if it hurts to say it, but they might actually to make Andral's parts smaller and, you know, he can have, they can shift some of his plot lines to...
No, stop. I hate that.
I'm trying to be modest.
Hashtag Andral for Mihail.
Wait. Did Andral just consent to his parts being made smaller?
Yeah, I did.
So the takeaway from this is...
Hey, we already said it's not size that matters. It's how
I'm trying to retire here, okay? Focus on my music.
So here's the thing. The takeaway from this is twofold, okay? One, Loghain is a badass.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
He is. He is, and not just because he's good with the power, okay?
Yeah. But his character.
The main aspect of what makes him a badass is that he's able to recognize when he's fucking up.
Yeah.
When he's doing wrong. He's able to get outside of that and say, this is a wrong decision. I need to step back and I need to put others' need ahead of my own. He's able to dismiss ego and be an amazing human being.
Yeah.
All while under the influence of the taint. Because remember, Loghain could channel prior to the cleansing of the taint.
Yep.
And Loghain suffered the torture under under Taim and his Murdral and Dark Sisters.
Yep.
Loghain is the ultimate badass because he suffered tragedies and turned away from them.
Yeah, that's number two.
The second thing that makes him a badass is because he is Alvaro Muerte, which is, I mean, if I'm gonna rank the two, I can't really. They're right here. They're so equal. Alvaro is such an amazing guy. He's such an amazing actor. I'm that excited to see him.
And
on
just
screen.
FYI, Alvaro, I will say, Josh really does believe that. He's not just saying
I'm not. No, this is not lip service.
He really does believe.
I love his he really work. Does. It's so great. It's wonderful. And I truly hope, and I hope that our listeners will tag Alvaro, and we want him on the show. We would love to discuss with him about, I will even learn Spanish in order to have him on the show and discuss with him.
Let's do it.
And we honor all NDAs here.
That's true. We absolutely will. That is a set
even
thing.
If it was a 2-hour
to get to be able to be under your NDA.
If it was a 2-hour long episode and every question we asked was just WAFO,
I'd be okay with that.
But as we're here a minute over the hard out for at least one of our current participants, let's take about a minute, Max, and final thoughts on Loghain. Go for it. We'll start with you, Andral, and we'll finish it out with Josh.
Loghain is a badass. He is cool. He has taken himself through so much trauma, and he's been gentled. He's been put to hell, but he made it through, and he became a better person and a really strong leader for the Black Tower. So yeah, he kicks ass.
Yeah. Andrew? I think he's amazing as far as he is Uncle Loghain. Because Rand set up the Black Tower. He did. He put it all together. Taim almost destroyed it. And Loghain grabbed onto all of the pieces that were going everywhere and held it together with duct tape and a prayer. And it's amazing. Loghain does not get enough credit for just how much he was integral to the last battle for bringing the Black Tower that was still technically whole to the last battle. And that is in and of itself such a feat. Andrew, what do you got?
This is a drink. That's what I got. No, I think Loghain is one of those.
Drink, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
But
oh,
it's
yeah.
Cool.
No, it's close to empty.
You should empty it.
Oh my gosh. Last thoughts.
You're a badass, sir.
There's like a swallow and a half left, so.
That's what she said.
Rain the taint. Anyway, I think Loghain is one of those dope characters that when we meet him and everything we learn about him is somebody that is born with this unique, semi-unique ability. We're going to go with that, or I am. And his aspirations are glory, success, victory, wealth, winning. He's all about being Charlie Sheen. He's going to do whatever he wants to do and fucking win. And it gets ripped away from him. Just ripped away from him in the most understandable but heinous way possible for Emil Chandler. And then he gets Chance 2. He gets one of the best anime redemption arcs in Wheel of Time. And he finds it's almost like a life lesson, and it's a bit of a trope or cliche, but he finds his redemption and his glory through not pursuing glory, through doing selfless acts for other people. And if nothing else than the unadulterated badassery that is Loghain, that is Alvaro Morte, if that's the lesson that Loghain is able to teach people through the series, then the series has done more than its job.
Agreed.
But Josh,
hey, Josh.
Here.
So final thoughts on this is that Loghain is an incredibly complicated character, a character that is any actor's wet dream because he's so amazing. He's so complicated. Like, I'm sorry, complicated is not a big enough word to describe that. But Loghain is an amazing character. He's one of my favorites. I am sincerely looking forward to see the portrayal on the screen. And I'm very, and sincerely, humbly, and legitimately, Alvaro Morte, I would really love to have you on the show. We would respect any NDAs. If you have time, please, I would love to talk to you about what it feels like to step into the role of such an amazing character.
Yep.
We could talk about more than just Wheel of Time.
For signing in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll talk about Money Heist.
If you need proof, go back and listen to our episode.
Money Heist is great. Yeah.
It's so good. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Go back and listen to our episode with Kate and Michael. We barely mentioned Wheel of Time.
Absolutely. But anyway, we do have to say goodbye to Josh. But before we go, we do want to let Andrel here. Andrel, please tell all of the lovely people, first and foremost, before we actually get to that, thank you so much for coming on and being
thank you.
This was a perfect episode to have you on.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It has been great fun. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you. We love you.
Over here. It's over here. My heart's
But definitely, before we go, we want to give all of the people as much information as we possibly can so that not only, you know, can Black Tower people go over and listen to the songs that we quote from you and the different things that we've posted, but all of the videos, all of the songs, everything that you go ahead and do, where can the people find your information as far as YouTube, Twitter, all of that different stuff?
Yeah, Andrel, Bard of Time on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. So
just
that's it. It's so easy.
There it is. It's easy. Simple.
Yeah,
that's great.
And if you don't want to Google search, make sure that if you're listening to us on Podbean or any podcasting app, look at the episode description below. Andrel's links are there for Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube,
indeed.
Well, guess what? They're in the same fucking place. They're right down in the description below. Go and click right it. There. Click subscribe. Go ahead and pick a video to listen to or watch after you finish this episode or before or in the middle. You can pause and break it up. We're fine with that. This is long. As long as you finish all of us, we're happy with it.
That's true.
Yeah,
wait, what?
There it is.
So thank you from all of us here at the Black Tower to all of you out there, wherever you are. I have been Josh, your Tsorovan Mahal.
And I have been Andrew, your Bajan Mahal.
This has been Andrel, the one who is good with the gateways. And I have been Chaboy Daniel, your Amon Khan Mahal.
Chaboy.
And from all of us here at the Black Tower Podcast, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you are having an amazing day. I hope that you are getting everything that you want out of it. And in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And here's to 2021.
2021! Yeah!
Happy New Year!
Yes!
Oh, yeah.